bright future for Alex McNeil and company, but he turns it over there. Darren Hines with the steal. Hines into the front court now at the top of the key. Come to a jump stop, go right side, Truman Bailey, three on the wing. No good, too long. Rebound to Gavin Ish. Opie on top, 2-0. Just shy of 2 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter. Cade Herbert, breakaway, off the window, good. Herbert wearing number 30, of course, three-year anniversary of Chase Harrison giving the league championship on a buzzer beater for
what
Madison.
What a moment. What a moment.
2-2 our score here. 5:55 left to go in the first quarter. Hines with it on the extended left elbow. Picks up his dribble, bounce pass to Blake Redeker. He'll skip it right side to Truman Bailey, looking to drive on the baseline. Picks up his dribble, going up top, Darren Hines. Hines now driving with his left at the left elbow, down to the block. Throws up a floater that hangs on the rim before falling away, and rebound to Gavin Ish.
Well, if you're Madison, you're fortunate that didn't fall, because they just, again, left that lane wide open, trying so hard to guard the perimeter. They just aren't really covering down low effectively.
Herbert lob inside to Gavin Ish. He'll back down Garrett Cole. Throws it up. It's no good. Offensive board to Colton Ish. His putback good. Madison with their first lead of the ball game. They lead things 4-2, 5:13 to play in the opening quarter.
You mentioned the third anniversary of the Chase Harrison buzzer beater.
Blake Skowski's shot falls away. Offensive board to Garrett Cole off the window. Give him a chance for one more as he converts the block shot while being fouled.
Great job finishing that play and staying with the ball. I was going to mention former head coach of the Madison Bulldogs, Brett Daniels, getting a bird's eye view of this matchup. And you got to think that maybe gives some extra motivation here too.
Possibly so, as Cole steps in line for the end one. It's in the air and good. Opie back on top. Darren Hines, pressure on the inbound. It'll be last touch by Turner. It'll be a turnover back to Opie. Third in the ball game now for Madison. Blake Redeker inbound underneath the bucket. Threads the needle to Blake Skowski. Skowski fades away on the block, and his shot is good. Skowski with 4 points. Lead now 3-7-4.
And he's built like a traditional Skowski. Big, long, lanky, and he has got a great shot.
Turner in the front court going left side, Darbrough. Bounce pass from Herbert to Ish. Ish, no one home. Stolen away by Blake Redeker. Redeker looking to push. Breakaway layup off the glass. Good.
This keeps up. You got to imagine we're going to get a quick timeout here by Coach McNeil as Opie now starting to kind of open up.
Quick 7-0 run in the last minute for Opie. Turner with it. Left side, Darbrough. Darbrough on the wing. Spin move. Fadeaway jumper is no good. Rebound to Blake Redeker. He'll continue to push it up the court.
Don't like that shot selection.
Darbrough will fall down. Redeker completes the layup. 9-0 run now for Opie. Their lead is 7, 11-4, midway through this first quarter.
Taking it from a basketball game now into a track meet, and Opie, they're going to win that. All their guys are very well conditioned.
Ish to Darbrough. Gets his pocket picked by Blake Redeker. Redeker to the right block, off the glass, or leaves it short. Bodies on the floor, collecting the offensive rebound is Garrett Cole. We're going to have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's an 11-0 run by Opie, pushing the score to 13-4, 3:45 to play in the first quarter. It's a 30-second timeout taken by McNeil, and we'll stay right here with you. Remind you that our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's. On 6th Avenue, download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free. Also, many thanks to Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. From home to land, Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey at 620-481-0213. And also, many thanks to Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. But that's what makes Opie so dangerous, Kagan,
yes,
is they can score points in a flurry.
Well, and, you know, Coach Schmidt, his team obviously fired up. They're kind of strutting over to the bench at that timeout, and he just kind of grabs Skowski and says, all right, guys, let's settle down a little bit. There's still plenty of time in this ball game. We got to keep the run going.
Herbert with the inbound to Bryson Turner. Turner guarded by Darren Hines. Hines in his first month of play after injuring his shoulder, and he'll have a steal. They're going to call a foul on Colton Ish, and Coach Schmidt out of his seat.
Wow.
Right in the face of Darren Hines. That's the tenacity defense that Coach Schmidt preaches, and Darren Hines is the prototypical type for Coach Schmidt's so, man-to-man D.
So much for the words of calm down, settle down. Coach Schmidt maybe more fired up than these guys on the bench.
Bailey looks to swing at left side. Dex and Holting subbed in during that stoppage of play. Dex, the 5'8 sophomore. Three up top by Truman Bailey, falls away. Rebound going to be won by Herbert underneath. Holton Ish now with it.
Oh!
A crossover, Dexton Holting. He'll fall to the floor.
Breaks the ankles.
Kind of a sly smile from Dex, but he'll poke it away against Ish and off the leg of Ish. He'll go back to Opie. Well, Ethan Redeker in the ballgame for the first time, 5'6 junior, and Blake Redeker also back out there.
I did not like that approach by Ish. It felt like he was trying to make something happen when there was nothing there. He had the opportunity, could have kicked it back out to the right side, but he was really just trying to force something up.
And that's what exactly assistant coach Andrew Herbert was saying, like, slow down.
Yeah, no reason to get in a hurry.
Ethan Redeker left wing. The foul line now. Nice cut by Blake Redeker. Up and under is short. Rebound to Gavin Ish.
First miss on the wide open look here tonight by Opie. Fifth rebound now for Madison. All of them defensive. They've yet to collect an offensive board.
Herbert with it. Powery. Going Ooh. Back to Colton Ish. And he'll be called for a travel.
Well, he was dangerously close to a backcourt violation, too, as, again, that smothering presence of the Opie defense was forcing him near that line, and very impressive. He was able to kind of tiptoe it and keep it in bounds.
2:36 remaining in the first quarter, 13-4. Opie's lead over Madison. Blake Redeker at the point. Go right side to Bailey. Bailey will bounce past the elbow to Cole, back to Bailey on the wing. Go between his legs, looking to drive on Cade Herbert. Now back to Cole. Extended right elbow. Cole,
oh, yeah.
Lower the shoulder and do a kind of a big grin. And he'll be tagged with the offensive foul. Of course, this was a big rivalry back in the day. Still is to some sense. But obviously with Opie still playing 11-man and Madison playing 8-man, the lack of football in this rivalry has kind of softened the rivalry just a bit.
Well, I don't know about that. I definitely think the intensity is still there. They're maybe just carrying it over from the lack of football into the basketball season.
Cade Herbert with it at Coach Lay signature, heavily pressured by Ethan Redeker. Bryce Turner, fadeaway jumper at the elbow, falls away, rebound to Blake Redeker. Turner's been held quiet here in the first 6 minutes of the quarter. Darren Hines, breakaway. Opposite end, off the window, Ooh. Too strong, gets his own rebound. Kicked out, right wing three now to Ethan Redeker off the back of the rim, no good. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hines. Summing out during that stoppage of play the last time for Madison, Octavian Dean, the 6-foot freshman.
Some shot selections by both teams that are a bit surprising is we're not really seeing Madison or Opie try and take the post as much. Opie is winning down low, but most of their shots are coming from further distances.
Ish Ooh. Pulls over. Darren Hines are going to call him for the charge. That'll be Ish's first, I believe.
And Ish, that's the second time that a turnover has been the result of him just being a little bit out of control. He's got to settle down here, just play basketball.
I stand corrected. That's Colton's second foul. Opie looking to add to their 9-point lead. A jumper by Dexton Holting is off the mark and rebound back to Colton Ish.
I think Turner actually got a hand on that one.
Ish to Gavin Ish. Gavin looking to drive on the elbow. Jumper there. It's good. Ending an 11-0 run there by Opie. Gavin's first points of the night. Trims the deficit to 7. Dexton Holting left elbow. Skips it right wing to Ethan Redeker. Do a ball fake. Skip it back to the left side. Dexton Holting left wing 3 there. Bricks off the left side. Rebound to Dean.
Opie now 0-for-5 from beyond the arc.
53 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Opie on top, 13-6, but Madison with possession. In their hands of their star player, Bryson Turner. No-look pass. Does not find anybody but the front row. 10th turnover now for Madison. 5'9 senior Andrew Foraker into the ballgame for the first time for Opie. Coach Schmidt goes deeper into his bench. As we mentioned, a very deep team is open. All 12 starters, all 12 players on the roster scoring in the 96-7 victory against SCC. Ethan Redeker on the right wing now. 25 seconds. Colton Ish has to be careful not to pick up a third foul here in the first quarter. Darren Hines, left side to Andrew Forker in the corner to Blake Redeker, looking to drive to the wing. Now right side to Ethan Redeker. Right corner three by Darren Hines. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound to Dean. Dean will be fouled in the backcourt. Blake Skowski trying to get back on defense and just inadvertently collected bodies with him. And in T-Meyer, the 6'1" junior, or excuse me, senior in there. And in the son of assistant coach for Opie, Derek T-Meyer. Ed Herbert to inbound, going to Bryson Turner. Turner with less than 10 seconds to make it up the court. Turner, left wing, gets it poked away, still loose. Still loose, going to be a jump ball, fight for it at the buzzer. 13-6. Opie's lead over Madison after one quarter of play. Step aside, say hello to our sponsors, but you're listening to the 102nd Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM, KVUE-TV, and KVUE.com.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Opie, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bnskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look and you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bowles owners. Call 620-475-3725.
The City of Madison is a proud community with lots to offer growing families. Madison has an active business community and an excellent K-12 school system. Community benefits include a swimming pool, library, community building, museum, and a 9-hole public golf course. Building sites are available. You couldn't pick a better place to raise a family than Madison, Hidden Valley of the Flint Hills. And good luck to the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Our baseline-to-baseline coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament made possible by sponsors like these. To the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Also to Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, free estimates. Also to USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. Opie with possession with a 7-point lead, 13-6 here to start the second quarter. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. No-look pass finding the hands of Garrett Cole off the window and good. Cole with 7 points.
So far, Opie shooting 7 of 20 from the field, but 0 for 6 from beyond the perimeter.
I have a kick ball in the corner. Colton Ish will find the foot of Blake Redeker. Nice student section in the corner there for Opie.
Oh, yeah.
Colton Ish will have to throw it inbounds right in front of him.
The Madison Lady Bulldogs across the way from us here, consisting of the majority of that student section for Madison.
Colton Ish going into Bryson Turner up top, back to Colton Ish. He's on the left elbow now, finding Kate Herbert in the left corner. Back to Ish. Ish looking to drive. Nice drive with his left, up and under, off
there
the glass,
is.
And good. Excellent play there for Colton Ish. He leads Madison with 4 points.
That was a great look. He didn't try to rush it or force it up the way. He just cuts in, gets up in the air, and lets it go. Great job by Ish. He's settling down a bit.
Three in the corner from Blake Redeker is no good. Rebound to Octavian Dean. Outlet pass to Kate Herbert. Herbert will be pressured in the backcourt. Ball is deflected by Blake Redeker. Now in the hands of Bryce Turner, beating the 10 count. No look pass to Octavian
Great
Dean.
Job.
Octavian Dean finds a stat book, trims the Eagles' lead to 5.
Great job by Turner. He doesn't even try to make it look fancy. He just cuts straight through the Opie defenders right up the middle. He knows that if he can just get past them, they're not going to catch him.
Cole up top to Blake Redeker. Blake will go back to Cole on the block. Fadeaway jumper there as well. Short rebound to Truman Bailey. He'll take one dribble and have his first points of the ball game from close distance.
Madison's got to start crashing the boards. Ooh, nice crossover by Turner.
Turner looking for his first points of the ball game. Will have to continue to wait as his shot falls away. Rebound to Bailey. Bailey in the front court. Right side to Cole. Cole and Laskowski now. Bailey mid lane jumper. Good.
Left it wide open again up the middle.
2 minutes into this second quarter. Opie on top, 19-10. Gavin Ish providing some pressure against his teammate, Kate Herbert, in the backcourt. Herbert looking for a pass down low. Will get it passed away, and Turner with a nice look. Nice cut there by Turner, and Turner's finding his way into the stat book, and he'll step to the line looking for the non-traditional three-point play. Turner, 18th birthday today, scored 32 points in the victory against Waverly on Tuesday night. First one from, or excuse me, the and one from Turner, no good. Rebound to Darren Hines.
Both teams now with an and one opportunity in this ball game, only trips to the line on either side.
Hines up top to Blake Redeker. Redeker, nice drive to the bucket, off the glass and good for Blake. He's got six. Lead back to nine for Opie. Colton Ish guarded by Blake Redeker. Come to a jump stop in the corner, handed off to Turner. Turner now picked up by Blake Redeker. He leaves it short in the mid lane. Rebound to Skowski. Opie going the other way to Darren Hines. Hines gets tripped up off the window. Good. Hines first points of the contest. Largest lead of the night for Opie, 23-12.
11-point differential.
Darren Hines really making Bryson Turner work. And the pass to Colt Nish goes out of bounds, last touched by Opie. Andrew Foraker back into the contest for the Eagles. He'll sub out Garrett Cole. Lebo awaiting the victor of this one. They had a nice victory against Burlingame. First-year head coach Dennis Becker. Colt Nish, left corner to Cade Herbert. Herbert over to Gavin Ish. Gavin look on the drive. Guarded by Blake Skowski, spin move at the elbow, throws up a jumper. That's no good. Rebound to Dean, though. Now left right wing three by Bryson Turner is bricked off the left side. Rebound still loose. Going to be won by Cade Herbert underneath and stolen away by Blake Redeker. Redeker with the breakaway layup. Off the glass, leaves it short. Offensive board, though, to Darren Hines, and he completes the play.
15th rebound for the Opie Eagles here tonight thus far.
Ish into the front court, heavily guarded by Blake Redeker. Going left side to Gavin Ish, three on the wing. Is off the mark, rebound to Hines. Hines looking to push.
That's just the second shot from beyond the arc that Madison has taken tonight.
Right side into Andrew Foraker. In the corner up top, Bailey. Bailey at the foul line, back to Blake Redeker. Now Blake Skowski. Jumper from 7 feet away, falls through. Skowski with six. The lead's ballooned to 15.
Another substitution coming here for Opie. And, you know, you talked about it there, Mike, the depth of the Eagles. They can really just circulate the fresh legs in at will.
Gavin Ish looking to stop the run. His shot well off the mark. Rebound to Truman Bailey.
Right there, Ish again, just kind of forcing the issue a little bit.
Bailey at the foul line, spin move to the right block. Off the glass, unable to complete the play. Blake Skowski falls down hard. Going to look for the rebound, but Darren Hines collects it. Now three in the corner by Truman Bailey is no good. Rebound to Octavian Dean. Now the Cade Herbert. Herbert finding Bryson Turner. Turner will cross the timeline, trailing things 27-12. 3:10 to play in the first half. We got a ball screen from Gavin Ish going left side. Colton Ish now in the corner to Cade Herbert. Herbert back to Colton Ish. They'll reset the offense against this man-to-man defense by Opie. Ish on the right wing, now corner. One-handed pass into Dean on the right block. Back out to Ish. He'll fire a three on the wing. It's off the mark. Rebound on the floor and won by Andrew Foraker. Blake Redeker now at the point, looking to add to his 15-point lead.
Madison's now missed their last six shot attempts.
Bailey now with it. Go up top, back to Blake Redeker. Blake looking to drive with his right, going right side. Truman Bailey, right wing three. Swish.
First.
Truman Bailey's first three of the ball game, and it's a Cody Thurston land agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Sorry about that, Tegan. That
no,
was their first.
Fine.
It was a long drought there for Opie.
First made three for either team as they actually, they're now 1 of 9 from beyond the arc.
Full timeout taken by Alex McNeil as Opie has pushed this to a 30-12 lead. We'll stay right here with you. Remind you that our timeouts all week long has been brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Your afternoon snack stop for hot fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. Also, many thanks to Mayer Electric, a proud supporter of all Opie academic and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Also, many thanks to USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
I'm not sure what the weight limit is over on the bleachers on the far side, but the OP students are getting close to finding out as, man, they have packed that south side of the arena. It is a sea of yellow and green.
Also, if you're following along on KBWE TV, that video coverage brought to you and made possible by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. 2:22 remaining here in the first half. Opie out to a 30-12 lead. Madison with possession after the timeout break. Herbert to inbound, getting close to a five-second call, and will get it in just shy of that 5 seconds to Bryson Turner. Now in the hands of Colton Ish. Ish guarded by Dexton Holting, who subbed out during that stoppage play. Five on the floor for Opie. It's Holting, Foraker, Cole, Bailey, and Ethan Redeker. Turner, jumper at the foul line, no good. Turner's been held quiet with only 2 points in this first half. Ethan Redeker on the front court. Now to Bailey, now in the corner to Holting. Holting up top, Ethan Redeker now right side. Andrew Foraker now in the corner to Bailey. Thought about a three. Go to Foraker, now lob inside to Cole, heavily guarded. Jumper in the mid lane is no good. Follows his own shot, gets it put back up, but he leaves it short. Banging it off the bottom of the rim. Rebound to Madison.
21st rebound for the Eagles to Opie's 12, or Madison's 12.
Gavin Ish back to Colton Ish on the wing. He'll look to drive, kick it back out to Cade Herbert. Herbert now at the elbow, foul line spin move. Gets it knocked out of his hands and stolen away by Dexton Holting. Opie continues to push over to Bailey. Bailey to the left block, leaves it too strong, but he'll be fouled on the jumper. He'll step to the line looking for two. Bailey, go ahead, take it.
Last trip to the line for Opie was just an and-one opportunity, but thus far perfect from the line.
Bailey, an efficient foul shot shooter, leading the way for the Eagles at nearly 70% of contest.
Not sure which Eagle you could pick out on the bench that isn't proficient from the foul line.
Gets the first one to fall through. Of course, it was not very long ago where Opie had some pretty strong teams but struggled at the foul line. But they've become much more efficient here in the last several years, and that's kind of shown why they've been able to win back-to-back state titles. Second one now to Bailey. Also good.
3 for 3 from the line are the Eagles as the lead now increased to 20, 32-12.
Bailey with 9 in the quarter. Darbro to inbound. Going to Colton Ish. 1:15 remaining here in the first half. Ish picks up his dribble and get his pass stolen away by Dexton Holting. Ball still loose. Up the court we go to Blake Redeker. Redeker will slow things down, wait for the Cavalry to catch back up.
A lot of contact there.
Under one here to play in the half. Dexton Holting right wing, now at the elbow. Picks up his dribble, going back outside to Foraker. Andrew will go left side to Ethan Redeker now. To Blake Redeker. To the post to Garrett Cole. He'll skip it right corner. Andrew Foraker firing up a three. It's long. Rebound going to be won by Ethan Redeker, smallest kid on the floor. Now up top to Dexton Holting. Now back to Ethan. 37 seconds now for the Eagles. Back to Blake Redeker in the left corner. He'll drive baseline. Go up and under. It's slapped on the arm. You could hear it in our broadcast.
Yeah.
That'll be the second one against Gavin Ish. Team's fifth.
I do like that approach by Opie, though. You know, they get the board off the missed three-pointer, and then instead of just trying to force it back up, Redeker takes his time, tries to read the defense of Madison, and then begins his approach. Good job there by Redeker.
One of two foul shots upcoming for the senior, Blake Redeker. Right-handed shot, leaves it short. Senior and in Team Iyer back in the contest. He'll sub out Garrett Cole. Opie on top, 32-12, 31.7 seconds remaining in the half. Blake steps back to the line, gets the ball from Wyatt Cole. Takes two dribbles, bends his knees, and leaves it short off the front of the rim. Rebound to Colton Ish. Madison, under 30 seconds left here in the half. Colton going behind his back, will be double-teamed. Pass deflected by Blake Redeker now on the right wing. Colton finds himself. Going to the corner to Lane Darbro. Darbro dribbling with his left, going inside to Gavin Ish. Nice jumper over the outstretched arms of Andin Tiemeyer. Stops a big run there for Opie. Opie, one final crack at it, 5 seconds and counting. Blake Redeker left side, Dexton Holting now right side. Ethan Redeker, three at the buzzer, is going to be short. But Opie out to a 18-point lead at the halftime break. We'll step aside, say a little to our sponsors, tally our stats and have continued coverage of the 102nd Annual Lion County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.